just puppies being puppies. As one of the first schools to start raising puppies 11 years ago, Sydney's Abbotsley School for Girls has provided a loving start for several successful young guide dogs, and the puppies, in turn, have helped cheer up a generation of boarding school girls when they were homesick or upset. The school's deputy head of boarding, Mrs. Alicia Hennis-Pugh, said she just can't imagine working without a puppy at her heels, and it definitely makes every day exciting and memorable.
As an ongoing service learning project for the boarders, we did this to give something back to the community. But what's been amazing is how much we get out of raising a guide dog puppy. We suddenly have this gorgeous animal with us who can help cheer up homesick girls and bring a sense of normality to the house. We have about 90% country New South Wales boarders, and they miss their animals just as much as their families. The guide dogs comfort the girls without even knowing it. They're just puppies being puppies. We started with the program 12 years ago, and we've had 11 dogs. Each one has been so special. A couple of times, we've even had two dogs at once, which has been fun. Hilarious, actually. It has been great watching the older dog model good behaviour to the new pup, except when that behaviour involves stealing teddy bears off the girls' beds. We had to do some quick intervention when we discovered that. While we didn't name her, our first puppy was called Abby, which was perfect because it matched our school's name, Abbotsley. We all loved that and felt it was a perfect start to our involvement with the program. You'd think we'd know what we were doing after all these years, but all of the dogs are so different and you never quite know what to expect. The puppies usually go with me everywhere. So on the odd occasion when they're not at my side, if I'm attending a meeting, the girls always ask where it is. It just shows how big a part of their everyday lives the dogs have become. The older students really take ownership of what they're helping to do, and I think it's a very valuable experience for them. Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT has given us the amazing opportunity to help someone with vision impairment get back their independence. If we can have a puppy in our house, play with it, give it love and attention, and that changes someone's life down the track, then that's pretty cool.